This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Blitzkrieg is here. The globalist revolution. Prepare yourself, my friends, or submit on your knees. Something tells me you won't. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jack Masub, who's going to be co-hosting in this hour. He's coming up in the next segment. We're taking your phone calls now at 877-789-ALEX. I see Hayden in Nevada says he's from the shooter's hometown. Says his father knew the shooter. We've got Leo in Washington State. He says he has info on how the Vegas shooting was planned. We got David in Las Vegas, says another middle school shooting in Vegas. I'm going to look that up. I couldn't find that. Brandon says it is a false flag, or is it a false flag? Is it the actual guy? We don't know. So we'll continue to track that. All I know is gun owners are being blamed, and the Democrats are calling for revolution and mass death. So anything that does happen is on their watch, and it's their fault. I mean, hell, they say we're not sending any aid to Puerto Rico. It's been there for 2 weeks, and the Democrats won't offload it off the ships. I mean, if they'll kill people there, you think they'll kill people here? They're the scum of the earth. Hayden in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Tell us what you think's going on. Give us your information from Nevada, the site of the biggest gun massacre, the person using a gun massacre in U.S. history.
How's it going, Alex? Well, I'm from Mesquite. And this morning when I woke up, my father, he works at the ER in the only hospital in the scene. He said that he had recognized both of the people. So he doesn't personally know them, but he said that he had recognized them. And then another thing that I wanted to point out was I've been following the story since last night when, you know, it had officially come out at like around 10 o'clock. But I'd watched Dan Bilzerian's Instagram story. And if you listen closely, you can hear, like, that there are multiple, it sounds like there's Scott.
Yeah, I sent the Bilzerian clip to the crew. I don't know if they ever aired it. But yeah, well, you guys pull up Dan Bilzerian's clip. You have to clip out where he says they shot her in the effing head. They shot that girl in the effing head, but you hear it. It's like pop, 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 pop. And you hear, in fact, I meant to cover that this morning. I'm glad you reminded me. It's not just an echo. It sounds like there's multiple. That's what people were saying when all this happened. But what do you think of the Democrats waiting and immediately saying, give up your guns?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I saw Hillary's tweets, and, you know, it's just disappointing, honestly, that, you know, at a time of tragedy like this, she immediately turns it to her political agenda that she's trying to push on gun grabbers and whatnot.
Well, we're going to get that Bilzerian clip for folks. Actually, I have it on my phone. I sent it to you guys this morning. You need me to resend it to somebody. I can do it. But our grief isn't enough, she says. We can't. We must put politics aside. Stand up to the NRA. I said, oh, no. So first she's like, you know, let's not have politics. Thanks for the call. I can't really do the show because I got the audio still in there reading that. Thanks. Anyway, it's not for Hillary. Hayden, thank you so much for your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jacob in Las Vegas. Says his cousin was at the concert. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we had some distortion there. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Anyway, my cousin, she was at the scene of the shooting, and all of a sudden, these bullets were, like, just coming, and she didn't know what to do, and she just started running, and she got out of there, and it was just, this whole thing was just crazy.
Well, what do you think's behind all this? What's your gut tell you, Jacob?
I mean, I don't know. And, you know, but a lot of people are saying this is a terrorist. Or like, I don't know if it is, but I don't know. You know, the liberal media and the CNN and all of this—they all twist it up. It's like, what do you believe? You know, like crazy.
Well, is your cousin okay, Jacob?
Yeah, she's all right.
Well, God bless her, and God bless everybody that survived, and the 500-plus people, hard to believe that number, that are wounded right now. A lot of them obviously getting trampled. We'll find out more details as it unfolds. Leo's in Washington State has info. David is in Las Vegas. Brandon in Virginia and many others. If you're a whistleblower, keep trying to get through to us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not bragging. I mean, I have to be a moron not to see what was going on. But we did Friday do an hour broadcast. And now the left is openly calling for revolution, mass killing of police, conservatives, and white people. And I don't want to be racial. It was mainly folks that weren't white, I'd say it. It's mainly white folks pushing it and putting it all out there. And I've just got stacks of the news here. When people celebrated, the left celebrated, it's on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com, on Twitter and Facebook, celebrating the death. Oh, good, I'm glad a bunch of whites died. You saw when Houston got hit, most folks, leftists, thought that Houston was all white people, even though it was 70%, quote, minority. And they're like, oh, great, we'll kill the Nazis. And, of course, Charlie Hebdo said the same thing. CBS fires vice president who said Vegas victims didn't deserve sympathy because country music fans often are Republicans. See? Wow. Fired their vice president. I mean, folks, I've got stacks of news here where they're celebrating it, and then they virtue signal that I want to kill whites, like the head of the Baylor Department over vaccines. She's a white lady. She goes, the problem's white people. We need to kill them. This is on TV, and everybody's looking at her in a conference going, excuse me? She goes, yeah, whites, let's kill them. And more and more, it's like, what's the most extreme thing you can say in this Trump derangement syndrome era? Well, can we post that article immediately? Man, the CBS vice president fired for saying the whites deserve to die. And then you wonder why some weird leftist with ISIS doesn't declare responsibility unless they've done it, folks. They didn't declare it for France. They didn't declare it for Canada yesterday because they didn't know the people. Later, if it comes out they were with them, they'll say, okay, we declare responsibility. They said they've been communicating with this guy, and his girlfriend had gone to the Middle East, gone to Dubai, and I talked to the hostage rescue team, folks. And these are good sources. They gave us good sources on the Bundy, what was going to happen there. And we warned people. They are saying that, no, he shot at them. They shot him. And now we know cops did get shot. That's all been confirmed hours after we first broke it. And that it was just Antifa crap everywhere. And, you know, just drugs and liquor bottles and just another whacked out loon that just... When I walked in this morning at 8 a.m., he was already here. And that's Kit Daniels, doing a great job, one of our lead writers and researchers. He said, Alex, let's look at him being on psychotropic drugs. Because they'll take somebody politically who's already whacked out and put them into la-la land. So we're going to take more whistleblower or eyewitness calls or people that have family there in Florida. Or there in Florida just got hit, too. We're worried about Florida. Everything there in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be taking those calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX here in a few minutes. And I'm going to let Posobiec take over. We got Chris in Vegas. We've got Leo in Washington State, Eric in California, David in Vegas, Brandon in Virginia. I'm going to go to those calls here in just a minute. But Jack Posobiec, I'm not surprised by all this. The Democrats are already saying it's white males. They're the problem. Simultaneously, though, because it was mainly whites being killed, they deserve it. While Trudeau the Prime Minister of Canada said after the Islamists of Somalia ran over folks that, well, you know, this is white supremacy. We've got to end it. So, you know, it's going to make the Muslims mad. You know, they've got to kill some white people. So weird virtue signaling to the Muslims saying, please don't kill us. ISIS taking responsibility. But while the Democrats simultaneously blame white people, I mean, I think we've entered cloud cuckoo land here. What do you think?
Yeah, Alex, we also saw Hillary Clinton, who would be president of the United States, but for Donald Trump, her initial response was to attack conservatives, attack the NRA, saying that they are to blame for this, that they want more of this, that's who's to blame here. Then she says, we don't want to make it about politics, but of course she goes and in the same breath makes it all about politics. She says, thank God the guy didn't have a silencer or else they wouldn't have been able to hear the gunshots. Well, Alex,
they're not called silencers. They're called suppressors, and they're loud if it's a rifle. That's right. Go ahead.
Right, so she shows she's actually disseminating misinformation. See, while in the midst of a national crisis, she's playing politics. She's disseminating misinformation to 23,000 retweets. Keep in mind, this could have been the president of the United States who's willing to throw half the country under the bus just to make political points at a time when there's still blood on the ground while the bodies are still being counted and families notified. That's what she would have done. That's what the left wants. And you see, I don't see anyone on the left calling her out for this. I don't see anyone on the left disagreeing with these remarks. I'd also like to point out, where did she get her sniper knowledge? Did she get her background from when she was in Bosnia and when she claimed that she was fired at by snipers out there? That actually turned out to be false. So this is somebody who's made a history of claims, but the left won't call Hillary Clinton out on this. We haven't seen them call her out on this. And so the question is, do they agree with her sentiments and the same sentiments that we saw here from CBS, this executive who essentially was almost praising, I would even call that praiseworthy comments of what this sniper did in Las Vegas by attacking them because they were Republicans. Well, they deserve it. They got what they deserve, this type of language. Why don't we hear more people on the left calling for an attack to this? Alex, you and I have taken the peace pledge. We've taken an anti-violent pledge. We said we don't support violence. We don't support any type of it. We did that in the wake of the Steve Scalise shooting. We held a peaceful rally outside of the White House. But instead, the left, all they seem to do is egg on this violence.
And then they play dumb right after it happens and claim we did it. I mean, it's just the death of logic. They think we're not paying attention. I want to take a few calls and let you take over here. But sure. I mean, you just saw this Islamist guy attack the church last week. The left is pushing this whole hog. They really are crazy.
Alex, it fits their narrative because ever since Trump was elected, they want to sow fear and to discredit Trump, to discredit him from being the president. I also saw Katty Kay out of the BBC was saying, well, let's compare this to how Trump responded to San Bernardino. Let's compare it to how he responded to Orlando. And I said, wait a second. Trump wasn't president during those things. Why are you trying to tie those things that happened under Barack Obama's administration to President Trump just because he's president now? So what they're trying to do is create this sort of alternate reality where everything that's ever happened is Trump's fault and then use it as ways to attack him so they can move against him later to create those sort of conditions for when moving against the president, making open attacks against the president, calling for him to be impeached, calling for him to be taken out. This guy, Joe Bernstein over at BuzzFeed made a statement today and AR-15 became president, the, you know, left wing BuzzFeed, which has been caught running false information about the president in the past. So you really have to start asking the question is, what is their final goal with all of this?
Absolutely. Let me expand on that.
Always make these things.
Well, let's talk about that final goal in a minute. But the people responding to her on Twitter, when the CBS vice president said she has no sympathy, they're like, yeah, this will make them start politically being anti-gun. They deserve this. This is just a sick group of freaks bringing in the Islamists, bringing in all these people, letting them radicalize folks. And then when it happens, they take no responsibility for the carnage they've done all over the Middle East, all over Europe, all over the world, and then they sit around after a million dead, after Hillary honchoed the Arab Spring, and get in our face like we deserve it. But remember, they blame me, saying I said that the attack on the young women at that music concert, that they deserved it. I didn't say they deserved it. I said, why does the Islamists keep attacking liberals and women and gays when those are the groups that are helping Islamicists. I was saying, why do they support Islamicists when it's the Islamicists that keep targeting them? And then I said, why are the Islamicists targeting their supporters? Because they know they're an unarmed population. Jack?
That's exactly right, Alex. And we've seen ISIS in the past call for attacks on, in the military, we would call these soft targets, right? So they would call these targets of opportunity where you know there's going to be low security, you know it's going to be a gun-free zone, so there isn't going to be a lot of ways to respond to it, you know there's going to be ways to get away from it. So whether or not the ISIS claim is true, we do know that these are the types of attacks that ISIS has called for, has inspired, and has run, if you look at Paris just a little over 2 years ago.
When they attacked the Eagles concert.
Right. It was also a concert. It was also a public concert. A lot of people together. It was not a military target. It was designed to create mass
panic. And they know folks.
Hysteria.
And they know folks have been searched going into a concert. So it's an unarmed crowd they can kill. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simply amazing. We're going to come back and talk to David and talk to Leo and talk to George and others. And then Jack Posobiec's taking over. He's got a big guest coming up. Infowars.com. Follow Jack on Twitter at Posobiec. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Right now, and I am, but it's a main a Twitter account. It's real video. It shows automatic gunfire, unmistakable, coming from about the 10th floor of the hotel that was overlooking the concert. That's coming up here in this segment or the next. We're posting it on Infowars.com. And then on top of it, we have the Getty's images of it being on the corner of the building, where the shots were supposedly coming from on the 20-something floor. So this fits into the narrative of folks saying multiple shooters, multiple floors, and people saying, hey, get out of here, you're going to get killed. I talked to the folks involved, and they said, no, this guy was shooting at us, we killed him. He had Antifa crap and Islamic stuff everywhere. His girlfriend was going to Dubai. There's photos of that. Just on top of it, to add to the total weirdness, running down a dream. Tom Petty found unconscious in full cardiac arrest, now in a coma, according to TMZ. That just broke seconds ago. You guys tell me as soon as we get the video, please, off Twitter that I just watched 5 minutes ago during the break, please. And then I also want the Getty Images photo from our Getty account we have showing exactly where the shooting came from on the 24th floor. We have them all, then let's go to them right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the footage shot by a Twitter account. We'll put that account on screen as well. You can clearly see that it is a muzzle flash in cadence with the gun going off. And it is not on the same floor. It looks about like 10-plus floors lower. If you count up the floors, it's at the 10th or 11th, maybe 12th floor. Let's go ahead and roll that with... I know there's some cussing. It's hard for us to delay that for stations, but roll it again. That is yellow. It fits in with the cadence, and that is you got the first basement floor, then you've got a main floor with a high ceiling, second floor, third floor, fifth floor, sixth floor. I'm making it be the eighth or ninth floor. It is definitely not what they said the shooter was on the 24th. So let's put Getty images on screen. That's the middle of the building. It was on the corner of the building that the reported shootings were coming out of. Again, we've got the photo blown up. There you go. So that's the higher floor, they said. The 24th floor is where the shooting reportedly came from. We have video of the middle of it, and this is happening. Though that does look like two different rooms to me as well. Jack Posobiec, a naval intelligence, smart guy, patriot, one of the main guys helped Trump get elected. You're a smart cookie. What, and then we're going to calls, what in Hades do you make of this?
Alex, I'd be very interested to see. So we're seeing a close-up image of those two windows right there. As we know, in Las Vegas, as many other hotels, the windows don't open, so they would have had to be either been shot out or knocked out from inside. I'd like to see, though, are there any shots of the building today, any pictures, I mean, not shots like that. Are there any images of the building today that show that area where it appears to be muzzle flash and it appears to be mirrored up with what
exactly. If we have any listeners, they should go there right in the middle of the signs on the front marquee, right up in the middle, where we saw those actual shots coming from. You just saw, I'll retweet it on Real Alex Jones. We need listeners to go down there and retweet those at us right now to do some human intelligence on the ground to see if those windows are shot out there or there's a window that maybe it's an office area, it looks like. They're able to flip up.
Right, so you'd be able to check that out. And to my ear, Alex, I was just kind of discussing this offline, but it when people were saying AR-15, that doesn't sound like an AR-15.
Sounded full auto, didn't it?
That kind of sounds
heavy caliber.
It sounds like something bigger. It sounds like maybe like a 7.62, like a 240, something that potentially chain fed. Again, basing that just off of the sound.
No, it does sound like a chain fed. It's like pop pop pop.
Yeah, it sounds like chain fed. That's that rat tat tat. When you put. I've fired an M4 at full auto in training in the past, and part of was trained by special forces. It doesn't sound like that rat tat tat kind of sound. It's more of like a buzzing kind of like a
zzz. Yeah, it's a buzz. But the heavier machine guns are the pop 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 pop.
That's the rat tat tat sound. So that's typically you're talking chain fed. Now if that was something that was chain fed, it would be highly suspect how you could get something like that.
You can't get that. That's almost impossible to get, even with ATF tax stamps.
Get it into a you know, a hotel like that with all the security they have there in Las Vegas. Now, could have put it in as part of a Pelican case, you know, and run it up to the room and said, hey, this is just stuff in my luggage. But that being said, clearly, you know, take a step back. This is something that had a high level of planning. Those rooms with a festival like that in town, that's something that gets booked out weeks, possibly months in advance. So to have that specific room, have a key reservation there exactly when that thing is going on. This
well,
is
usually hotels won't even give you, unless it's a special suite, the exact room you want. So
yeah, unless you're one of those people who's kind of got one of the, a lot of those, they have those sort of like loyalty reward programs for high rollers.
And reportedly he was a big gambler. What do you make of his dad being in prison and then escaping from bank robbery and trying to run over cops?
Goes to show you that impossible, this stuff might run in the family. You know, he may have seen sort of, his father's, you know, lawlessness, his father using that as a way to make money rather than, you know, going to work like a regular person and getting to the point of seeing where, hey, if I can just keep gambling, if I keep doing this to make money, that can be something that I can do. And then maybe if it was an issue of his gambling debts, that's what led him down this road that led to this criminal act. If the guy did have any, you know, big debts with gambling, I saw that he tried to sue a casino at one point, probably 2012, where he had a huge dispute with one of these casinos. So it leads me to believe that there's a potential for that type of financial.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. David in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Got about a minute and a half. Thanks for calling. David, you said there's another middle school shooting in Vegas?
All right. So what happened in Pahrump, Nevada, it's about an hour west of Las Vegas. It was a false flag, and basically a convicted felon tried to drop off their child. So that was just a false flag. But what happened with the situation last night, I'm hearing from some friends that are cops that this guy had cameras set up for the lookout for law enforcement, so he's watching them. And he had 12 rifles that were modified fully, and he had 1,500 rounds.
Okay, well, I mean, all I know is the left's already jumping all over this. Thank you for the call. And Brian,
go ahead. And, you know, all the hospitals here in town is full of people. Yeah, there's a lot of injuries now, and it's probably going to turn out being even worse because I have friends that were there, and none of my friends were hurt, but I mean, I have friends that are texting me, killed, or the coach, or someone like that. And
well, God bless you, David. We should pray for everybody that survived, everybody that died, and their families. Jack the Sub is coming up, and he's taking over. A lot more straight ahead, and then after that, we'll have the War Room for 3 hours live with all the latest breaking and InfoWars.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec coming back, taking over here in the fourth hour. Joined by Lucian Wintrich of the Gateway Pundit. Obviously, a lot of news going on today. In the last segment, We were just talking about that interesting video that people saw where it looked like flashes were coming from the center of a building of the building, the Mandalay Bay casino there in Las Vegas. Got a text message from someone who's in the area. They said that it actually is a potentially a strobe light that's going off at and that can be seen in different videos, and it's just happens to be at the same time as the shooting in this video. It just happens to lace in so that other angles of the video have it as a strobe light. That being said, it could also be a reflection. Of course, this is Las Vegas. We know there's a lot of mirrored glass there, a lot of weird light bouncing and reflecting going on. Essentially, the entire front of that casino is a mirror in terms of that glass. We're seeing a new video, a new shot of it here, and it appears that the only two windows that have been busted out are up there in the corner. So it's possible that this video may just be a reflection. That being said, we're taking in a lot of information. We're trying to crunch all of that. We're trying to break it all down. Lucian, in a situation like this, and this is a great question from my guest, Lucian Wintrich, who writes for the Gateway Pundit, what is the rubric? There's so much information these days with people on the ground, sources through social media, people who were there. Kaya Jones, conservative commentator and member of the Pussycat Dolls, was actually on stage. David Knight had her on this morning, which was incredible on Real News. But when you're taking in all of this information, how do you process it when it's coming in so hard and so fast like it is now?
I mean, listen, we're all in the business of breaking news, of following leads as rapidly as possible and trying to get the correct stories out there. That's the industry. You just it's rapid response, Jack. I mean, you know that. You've broken multiple stories.
Exactly. So there's times when you want to be right, you want to get the main story right, but you also have to have that level of skepticism, right? That sort of level of, could this be false? Could somebody be feeding me misinformation? Could somebody just be wrong? Could somebody be upset? Could I have a piece of information that I think makes sense, but I'm trying to fit it too much and it doesn't actually fit in the way that I intended it to? So that's one of the big things, because it's different these days, right? We don't just have the mainstream media. We have citizen journalism. We have cameras everywhere. We have cell phones everywhere. How has that changed the intake when these mass events happen?
I mean, you know, I obviously Andrew Breitbart had that famous speech, right? Mm-hmm. Where he said, everybody in the audience, raise your phones up. You're all journalists. You can all capture this. You can all report. I think just from there, and that was what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago at this point, it is his vision came true. We all are journalists. And as we're gathering information, especially from Vegas. I mean, listen, I'll get right into it. So Gateway Pundit.
So there was an issue, right? So there was a little issue, not a little issue. There was an issue that came up with Gateway Pundit, something that happened. What happened? What time did it happen? Walk me through the issue.
Our Hong Kong, we have a reporter. We're international. We have a reporter in Hong Kong. Okay. Our Hong Kong reporter, saw the story, was reading about the story, followed two initial tips. And we did, at 4 in the morning, have the wrong name as the shooter for 10 minutes.
So there was a post that went up labeling. So they connected someone to the shooting. Right. How were they able to connect them to the shooting?
There were multiple tips that, you know, listen, we're gathering news from everywhere, from Twitter to 4chan to the mainstream outlets, to tips. The amount of tips we have just emailed are they're enough to keep you occupied 24/7. One of our reporters was following multiple tips. Multiple tips gave him this name. He published the story. He believed it was the correct story. It was taken down. Listen, it was taken down in 10 minutes, and I am flabbergasted that this is now a huge the mainstream media, rather than talking about potentially a white guy being radicalized by ISIS, by radical Islam, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that before. That's what's terrifying, I think, about Vegas. That
the potential that could be ISIS involved.
Yeah, that just a disenfranchised older white man can potentially fall into this trap of ISIS propaganda and shoot up a country music
You heard celebrate, the music festival. Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's what the mainstream media should be focusing on. Instead of focusing on that, they're saying, oh, well, you know, Gateway Pundit, for 10 minutes at 4 in the morning, briefly had the wrong name up and then pulled it.
So you guys had the wrong name, identified as the shooter, and it was actually the husband of the girl involved, right?
Yeah.
So you actually identified the person correctly, but obviously he wasn't actually the shooter. He was the husband of this Mary Lou, who was then the girlfriend of the actual shooter. So he is involved, but more tangentially, and actually not the shooter. But that was correct reporting. So you guys took it down, this Mary Lou Daniels. You guys took down that post within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How has the mainstream media responded to you guys taking down your post in 10 minutes?
I was just screaming at Oliver Darcy over at CNN on the phone in the room back there. It is absurd.
I heard you. I heard the voice. Yeah. I was like, man, I've never heard Lucian yell at anybody before.
I mean, it's honestly enraging to me, Jack, that again, rather than them focusing on Americans being radicalized by Islamic extremists, that we're focusing on a story that literally nobody saw. Listen, I will say we do InfoWars and Gateway Pundit. We all have incredible news sites. Nobody's really reading us, to the best of my knowledge, at 4 a.m. Nobody's right. I mean, it's just such a nonsensical thing to me.
So you guys pull it down. Meanwhile, the mainstream media will push things out there for days and days. Just yesterday, we had Paul Krugman of the New York Times, who tweeted that people are dying in Puerto Rico of a massive cholera outbreak. New York Times, Paul Krugman, 9,000, probably 10,000 at this point, retweets. He didn't take the tweet down, but later in the day he responded, oh, I misspoke, it wasn't cholera, it was just a basic infection that was going on. So the New York Times completely spreading all of this fake news about the cholera outbreak, blames it completely on President Trump. But why isn't the mainstream media calling out the New York Times for this?
Tell you
why
what,
are they focused on you?
Do you remember when the Daily Beast misidentified the San Bernardino shooter? They didn't just pull that post. They still have – they issued one of these retractions. They didn't pull it after 10 minutes. They took a while misidentifying that guy. What is it? Huffington Post, Slate. Do you remember when they misidentified – what is it? The Newton shooter. I mean, come on. The New York Times, everybody from the New York Times, it's wild. It is wild to me how they ignore their own missteps in the mainstream media. This smarmy club ignores continuous false reporting. And misidentification is just part of it. Half their stories, propaganda for the left, half their stories are false.
Well, we know this, and we know that it comes down to they don't want
people. I'm sorry,
people,
I'm getting worked up.
They don't
way,
want
but
no.
It's good.
You're a little triggered. You seem to be a little less triggered, but you should be triggered by these people and what they're doing, because the whole point of this is they are scared to death of people reading Gateway Pundit. They're scared to death of people listening to and watching InfoWars as InfoWars expands to more and more stations, to more and more listeners. They don't want alternate sources of information out there. So they're going to blame you guys of doing stuff that's far less than the mistakes they have made themselves in order
to make
people stop listening, to tune out, because they know that the minute that they start that you stop listening to them, that's the minute that they've broken their hold on you, that someone's mind is becoming free, and they're actually able to question things, to question narratives, and suddenly their entire narrative of an alternate reality where Hillary should have been president falls apart. You stick with it right here. We've got another big segment coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Okay, so lot of news today, breaking it all down. Lucian Wintrich, writing co-pilot with me here today on the big fourth hour. Wanted to take a quick second from all of the breaking news, all of the coming in information about Las Vegas to remind you guys about the specials that we have up at InfoWars Store. Look, we do a lot of work. We do a lot of stuff, but we've got to support it. We've got to keep the movement going. We've got to keep the show going. We've got to keep the InfoWars going. That's how we do it. Brainforce Plus, the new special. I'm so excited that Brainforce Plus is having a special again. I was just down in Austin. I got to try some for the first time. I was wired. I was but it was a good kind of feeling. It wasn't like an energy drink. It just, it turns you on. It keeps you going for hours. And instead of dropping you out, you actually, it's like a cool, smooth sort of feeling where It picks you up, but it doesn't drop you down like an energy drink, like a monster.
It's herbal. You're not taking drugs, right?
Exactly. It's herbal. It's natural. You're looking at stuff that's not like, that doesn't have all the artificial chemicals that these energy drinks do. That's what's so great about Brain Force. That's why I really enjoyed it. And I'm so glad that if you go to InfoWars Store right now, it's got the 50% off. I don't know how long they'll have that up because Brain Force, one of the top products that comes out there.
If the folks at CNN were taking this, their reporting might be better.
Their reporting might be better. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If Hillary had been taking Brain Force, who knows how well she may have done in some of the debates. One of the other specials that we have up right now at InfoWars Store, the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier. I've got to tell you, and Lucian, I was down there. I got to experience the Alexa Pure for the first time. They had it set up all throughout the InfoWars studios. I mean, what this does for the air in there, it creates that nice, moist, crisp, fresh feeling. They're 20% off this week. You put it in the room. You just set it up there.
So you have
it going.
You have a problem with the air here.
It's. I don't have a problem with the air here. I have the problem with the air everywhere where there isn't an Alexa Pure. No. But it was. It really worked. The filters, you can put these in and out. This is what the people, and I, true to their word, this is what the InfoWars store uses. This is what everyone that uses in the production facility, and it was so clean. It keeps the area so incredibly clean because there's a four-stage purification system, pre-filter, a carbon filter, the true HEPA filter. So it's not like one of your, you know, dehumidifiers and it's just running through one filter and that gets dirty. There are four separate filters. It runs the air through that. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
It sounds expensive. How much is it?
They're coming in right now. It's 20% off. Total price, $159.
I can afford that.
That is it. That's 20% off, $159. Yeah. If you, for an apartment, for any size house, great product to have. Really excellent. So I wanted to put it in there and make sure people knew about that before we break down some more of the news today that's going on. So, getting back to Las Vegas, getting back to this breaking news, the stories that we've heard, Lucian, what is your take on this, right? Why is the media so hell-bent on saying that it wasn't ISIS when they don't actually seem to have any evidence whatsoever about who this guy was or what his actual background or motivation was? They're going into it.
I mean, it really is wild. We have seen, and we're waiting for more news to break. This is a fresh story, right?
Yes.
We're still getting tips. We're still gaining information. There have been, and it's terrifying to me. There have been an uptick in white people who fall for the propaganda of ISIS, who are recruited. What? We've had Italians. We've seen this with Italians, with Brits, right? Little Italian girl. You remember her being recruited by ISIS?
Yes.
She was unhappy with that decision later on.
Well, you find a lot of this, and what we saw when I was in, Guantanamo Bay, when I worked in the intelligence community, is that typically what you would see when it came to recruits, right? We're not sure if this guy was a recruit yet or not. So I want to put that out there and make sure everybody knows. But there are ways to lure Westerners. CNN reported on this. There are ways to find people. And typically what you want to do is, what they attempt to do is, I should say, the Islamists, whether it be Al-Qaeda, whether it be ISIS, they find someone who's already close to that tipping point, whether it's
who's vulnerable,
whether it's the rebelliousness of youth, whether it's poverty, whether it's someone who has a gripe with the system, gambling debt, a potential avenue in this case, you know, being in debt, in massive debt, finding a way out. That is exactly who they speak to. And ISIS, because they've had so much trouble, because the Trump administration has done such a good job of blocking people from coming from the Middle East to the U.S., which I believe we call the travel ban, which they've been trying very hard to do, really pushing harder with this, as to have that travel ban. So they, instead of being able to just send operatives from the Middle East, from their training camps over to the U.S., they're instead focusing on people that they find through the internet, focusing on people that they can find that are already sort of at that tipping point, and all they need to do is kind of push them a little bit further to get them over the edge. Is that the case in this situation? Is this someone who maybe through gambling debts, through financial hardships, through financial distress himself, wanting instead to, you know, we saw that he conducted a lawsuit against the casino in Las Vegas there years ago. Is it possible that he had a gripe with casinos in general, and then did that become a gripe with sort of American culture? And this is something that we see a lot on the left.
Well, you know, it's also, this really hasn't been explored. This was targeted a country music festival. He was targeting, listen, I like country music. He was targeting conservatives.
Tanya Tay and I go to country music festivals all the time. Not in that particular city, but we go to one,
Virginia. That's terrifying. Yes. The mainstream media is trying to play this up as, oh, thank goodness it was a white man this time. We don't know what his motivations are. We're waiting to hear that, right?
We're still waiting to hear a lot of gambling connections, a lot of people pointing back to that.
It is disgusting how the leftist media has applauded that this was a white shooter.
Absolutely. You saw that there were numerous accounts I saw earlier, Twitter accounts going back and forth saying, well, you know, it wasn't a Muslim. That it wasn't a Muslim because Trump hasn't tweeted about it yet. Well, Trump only cares about Muslims. Well, he's ordered the flags at half staff. He's tweeted out his condolences. He's tweeted about raising, I don't know if he's tweeted out, but they've talked about raising, he gave a statement, they talked about raising blood, donating blood, raising his donations. The Las Vegas, Nevada Gaming Commission is running a GoFundMe that's almost reached $1 million in just a few hours. So there's an outpouring. Okay, from American society to include Republicans and conservatives, to include the president who's ordered the flags at half mast. Mm-hmm. But they want to make it political and they want to make it racial and they want to say, see, it wasn't a Muslim, because in their worldview, they think that only the conservatives and Trump supporters only care about attacking Muslims. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do want to know, do we have any more intel on this guy's actual politics?
Not that I've seen. There was that report.
Do you think he's here?
So
Alex
put out the report earlier today. Mm-hmm. He put out a report earlier today that he may have been found with some Antifa type material in the room. So we haven't been able to confirm that yet. Alex was reporting on that earlier today that he may have had some Antifa type material in the room, but it hasn't yet been confirmed.
You know, I'll bet you my apartment here with the terrible air I currently have that this guy was a leftist, that this guy was absolutely a leftist. I mean, you can tell. Why would he target a country music festival?
Well, we'll see this.
And when was the last, honestly, all these shooters, all these incidents that we've been having, they're either coming from radical Islam or the left.
We also see, so people are talking a lot about the demographics, and we've just done our last 2 minutes here, the demographics of the shooter. They said it doesn't fit with the typical ISIS recruit, but you know who it does remind me of is James T. Hodgkinson. James T. Hodgkinson, who was the shooter of Steve Scalise, was also an older white man who had planned in advance that he wanted to attack Republicans, that he wanted to plan in advance that he wanted to attack people who were Trump supporters.
And this guy, that guy was radicalized not by the Islamic State, but by the mainstream media.
Firm believer in Trump Russia. He thought that Trump was a traitor and that he wanted to stop these traitors from what they were doing to the country. Definitely fits the demographic, at least demographic profile, of James T. Hodgkinson. Thankfully, thank God, that Steve Scalise has been actually returned from the hospital. He's now back in Congress, survived that shooting. Will we find that the demographics match up here? Less thoughts, Lucian.
You know, I think we're all just at the edge of our seat waiting to see, was it ISIS? Was it the radical leftist media? Wow, what turned this guy? What's behind this story? I mean, I think the entire nation is waiting to see what actually turned this guy.
And that's what we're doing here. That's what is so great about InfoWars. That's why we ask people to go to the InfoWars store to support what we're doing, because we are taking in all sources. We're talking to people on the ground. We've got War Room coming up next, where people are going to be getting more information as this story unfolds. We are going to be going to sources outside of the mainstream media, people who were there, people who posted things online, because we want to give people the full picture of what happened before we set forward with a narrative. So stick it right here for War Room. Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149. Choose